Every day is another headline of a terrible, terrible hack. The most recent one, 3 billion of us on Yahoo. Every Yahoo member got hacked. So what are you going to do? Let's look to Cyberman to save the day. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. Gary Berman is the creator of Cyberman, a new comic book aimed at educating all of us on ways to keep safe in the digital age. Gary Berman, tell us all about Cyberman.
Cyberman's mission is to save the world from hackers. The first comic begins with a backstory, an origin story of how our character, JJ, becomes Cyberman. He was unable to receive justice from the judicial system and decided to take matters into his own hands. As he's learning about the cybersecurity world, he is at a biological laboratory where he puts on a pair of augmented reality glasses, which allow him to see all of the humanized versions of hacks, like ID thief or Mallory from Malware or Fisherwoman or the pirate. And he can actually see these characters lurking about a business or in someone's home or on the Internet of Things devices. So because he has this ability to see these characters, he can warn people to not open this email, to check their URL, to make sure that their passwords are authenticated and so forth. And so the rest of the first issue is introducing these characters. Each of the subsequent 12 issues will delve deeply into one of the major hacks that I've described.
All right. Now, Gary, you believe that everybody should use two-factor authentication, that anybody who doesn't have a second way to approve your password is leaving themselves vulnerable. Why do you believe that?
The evidence shows that hackers are going to go for the least resistance in terms of a target. And the more layers of security that an individual and or a company has, the less attractive they'll be to a hacker compared to someone who doesn't have it.
Okay. And you believe that the correct password should be 16 characters, a combination of letters, numbers, and symbols?
That's correct. And the more characters that you have, the harder it is to crack.
At what point do hackers give up? 6 characters, 8 characters, 10 characters?
8 characters is the minimum that someone should use. And the more that you use, the more difficult it is for them to acquire. The other thing that they do now is due diligence. They can look at your digital identity online through all types of social media and get answers to common questions that are used oftentimes for security, you know, such as what is your first car or what is your parents' maiden name or where did they first meet? And this information now is just readily available because people live, their digital life online and it's public.
The comic will be available in November at cybermansecurity.com. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple, iTunes, and Stitcher, and Spotify. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to fine online radio.